Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Tonight we present two short plays, Next to the Last Man and Best Friends, plus a short concluding monologue. First, we welcome back writer Jim Strope with his play Next to the Last Man. Wrapped in plastic tarps, two men sit on the ground near a pile of books.
I'm so cold. Put more on.
Yeah, they won't burn.
I'll tell you. Get them hot enough and they'll burn. Get one page burning.
They're wet. All the books in the library are wet. The fire burnt off the roof.
Get one going and use it to dry the next.
It's like trying to set you on fire.
If you had a bullet, you could take out the powder.
If we had bullets, we could do a lot of things.
Or if you had a candle, you can always get a candle to burn.
All right, so why don't you go and get a candle? Yeah, just go out and buy one. Walk down to the store.
You'd think there'd be food in a cafeteria.
Oh, was it one time.
I went to school here.
I bet it's changed.
I used to break into schools all the time.
I tried to break out of them.
It's so wet.
Was that your only complaint?
I got a fever, too.
Get in a car.
It's not raining now.
Get in a car, shut the doors, and roll down a window. All right? Get some sleep.
Where is everybody?
I don't know. Maybe they're hiding.
Nothing to eat. I'm wet.
Well, cheer up. The morning will be worse.
What could be worse than not eating?
Being eaten?
You're right about that.
It's getting harder to be wrong about anything.
I don't feel safe around you.
Well, I wouldn't eat you.
You'd eat anything.
I don't even like you.
What's that got to do with it?
And I can't get a fire started.
You'd eat raw meat if you had it.
I'd eat it alive if I had it.
Wouldn't even wait for it to stop kicking.
Just get some rest, alright?
Like I should fall asleep around you.
Don't flatter yourself.
Not a sound. You're right.
The young, the old, and the in-between.
We made it this far.
You think we made it?
I came a mile today.
Yeah. Well, we've got to make time. And we'll head southeast. All right? It's drier in that direction. But tomorrow.
If we had a car.
All right, take your pick.
You never saw my car. I had a good car.
Yeah, where is it now?
I don't know. But it was a good car. Ran.
Japanese?
American. From the 70s.
What kind of car was it?
Thunderbird. Or Mercury. Not a Mercury. I had a Mercury once. That was a good car. Didn't run, though.
Yeah, well, tomorrow we'll take one of your good cars and head southeast.
There's snow. And mountains. I'd never make it.
Yeah, well, we're definitely not making it here.
1,000 miles of nothing down there. We should stay here.
For nothing?
There's good news.
What's that?
We got the whole place to ourselves.
Everything's already been stolen.
Maybe in a back room or something.
Or burnt.
There might be a basement or something. We could get out of the rain.
Every time you could find a roof, there's somebody under it. In the dark, waiting for you. Or a mess. Not keeping company with any corpses, be advised.
I used to live in this town.
All right, so stay. Go ahead. Go. Go on. Make yourself a little home in the corner.
Not without someone to watch my back. God, I'm sick. I'm freezing. Fever.
You'll shake it.
Can't get dry. Can't sleep.
Can't complain.
Not a sound. Not a single human voice. Except you. Not that you count for anything.
You want to stay out of the cities. That's where the trouble is. Plus they're burnt. Nothing there.
I wish we had something to eat.
Well, you do.
What are you talking about? You holding out on me? You got food?
No, no, no. Look, I mean, when you're starving, you begin to eat yourself. First the sugar, then the fat, then the muscle.
You're a happy person.
That's a happy world.
Someone might come along.
And finally the heart goes. Everything falls down the hole. Then it's out of your hands. We're talking Mr. Rat and family.
We could eat the rats.
I could eat 100 rats.
Rat sounds pretty good right now.
Bait makes it easy.
We got nothing to offer the rats.
We got you.
Another reason not to sleep.
Look, just don't die on me, alright?
I'm not planning on it.
I mean, I'd have no one to talk to.
You don't talk to me now.
100 less complaints.
Wish we had a radio.
No stations.
Might be one. Some news, at least.
You wouldn't like it.
Might be some music.
Oh, sure. We could dance.
I wish some comfortable woman would come along.
Yeah, me too.
We saw one.
Months ago.
Not much to look at.
Still, you gotta look.
She turned my head.
Yeah, those guys.
I've never seen an uglier bunch of guys.
Glad they didn't see us.
Don't just leave me on the ground.
What are you talking about?
When I'm dead, don't leave me there.
Oh, relax. The rats will take care of everything.
I don't want to be seen like that.
Nobody's gonna see you.
Birds. Vultures.
There are no birds.
Promise you'll bury me.
I don't even have a shovel. Anyway, I don't think I feel like digging a hole.
Promise me.
You won't even care then.
I care now? Come on.
Okay. Alright. I'll do it.
I don't believe you.
So kick my ass if I don't.
I need to know.
How about if I just burn you?
Books are wet.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll stop raining.
It's been raining for months.
Well, so don't die.
Don't leave me here.
Alright. I'll tell you what. Flowers.
There are no flowers.
Somebody sees you, they'll know someone cared. And a prayer, you know, whatever I can remember. Just in case there is a God.
A prayer? That's something.
That was the least I could do.
And then, a nice big wake. I want platters of ham and mashed potatoes. Plus the waitress has got a tray of beers. Pitchers of beers all around, man. Pitchers of beers.
Don't get started.
And then she's got a sister with milkshakes.
Well, the condemned's last meal.
What are you talking about? I'm not a criminal.
No. We never took more than we could carry.
We never killed anyone.
Never saw them die.
There's people that don't care about anybody.
Well, I care about you, rat bait.
I made a mile today. All the way through town.
Yeah? You did okay.
A mile for nothing, but I did it.
Nah. Not a sound out there. Not even a gunshot.
They're saving it.
Yeah, for what?
for what anybody has.
We got one thing.
Took a lot of trouble to get it.
And just another stick now.
Empty, right?
I'd give my last virginity.
We're out, right?
We're out of both. Ammunition and virginity.
Head to sell it.
Out on the road.
Try to sell an empty gun.
To you don't know who.
I'll be on the hill.
Yeah, you just stand there in plain sight, where they can see you.
They don't know what I got.
Yeah, you're pretty scary from a distance.
Wave the gun and make a sign for eat. We trade for food.
We trade for food.
I did a mile today.
Well, it's a mile to the road.
Sun up. I'll wake you.
You always do.
What if no one comes down the road?
Then it's our road.
Again?
We can make some time. Time's what we need.
What if they're really stupid? The people with the food.
Well, then they don't deserve what they have.
Just take it from them.
Gonna die anyway.
Or we could be outnumbered. Or outshot.
Easy to outshoot us.
We got one advantage.
Yeah, what's that?
We're not worth the ammunition it would take to kill us.
You're not worth kicking.
They could just take it away from us.
Nah, I don't think so.
Ask for no less than beans.
Not asking much. Good gun. I keep it clean.
You can have the sister. I want the food.
She's got a pair of sisters.
She's got a pair of everything.
You drink right out of the pitcher.
If you fall over, they prop you back up. You have to keep drinking.
They need those tables.
There's serious drinkers outside waiting to get in. Just sit in your chair and eat and drink.
Not a lot to ask for.
What's for breakfast?
Well, I cleaned out the refrigerator. And the zoo.
We were hungry.
Not even a sparrow.
Something else got the birds.
I just wish it would stop raining.
It's cleaning the air.
Yeah. Ought to be real clean by now.
We should stay. At least there's a rat.
Hey, wake up. Daylight's coming. We should get moving. Breakfast is not looking for us. Or maybe it is. Coming down the road. Oh, the ham. Hey, look. And potatoes, too. Never seen him sleep so sound. You know, you talk too much. Anyone ever tell you before? Can't you just shut up for a while? Ever hear the silent treatment? Try it out. Maybe you'll like it. You used to get up early. Didn't lay around so much. Well, no reason for names now. Just this and that. I am everybody. Yeah, well, he didn't smell so good when he was alive.
You have been listening to Next to the Last Man, written by Jim Strope. Our cast featured Ethan Howe as Al and Dan Beckman as Bob. Our second play is Best Friends, written and directed by Rudy Lurchijan.
We're in a McDonald's restaurant where David is patiently waiting for Larry. He checks the time, gets up, and heads to another table with a better view of the parking lot. Larry's car pulls up. David runs back to the first table, sits down, and tries to act nonchalant. Larry walks in, heading straight for the kitchen, but David gets up and flags him down.
Larry!
Oh, what's up, Davey?
Oh, nothing. How are you doing? I want to talk to you. Can you sit down?
Sure.
How long do you have until your shift?
About 30 minutes.
Ha, I guess old habits die hard.
Yeah.
Well, how have you been?
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
How are things going with Tara?
Oh, things are going great. I think she might actually like me, bro.
Well, that's amazing. How did you guys' first date go?
It went pretty well. We went out to the Mexican place downtown, what's it called? Fiesta. Then we went to my house and I played the guitar for her.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you still have my guitar?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, weren't you only supposed to borrow it for like a month?
Yeah, but you said it wasn't a problem, that I could borrow it until I got my own.
Yeah, but when is that going to be? It seems like you're never going to get one. It was like 2 months ago that you said that.
Look, why are you hounding me about this? You haven't even played the guitar for years.
Well, maybe I want to pick it up again.
Look, I didn't come here to be lectured over your guitar. I'll get it back to you, but is that really what you wanted to talk to me about? Because I can just get my food and go to the break room.
No, wait. Well, what I was thinking about, what I wanted to talk about was, I remember my first day at McDonald's vividly. I saw an old man that looked just like Albert Einstein, naked, high on crack, dancing in the parking lot. I'd never seen anything like that in my life, and I was apparently the only employee who even gave a damn in the entire store. I remember I was transfixed on this guy for like 20 minutes, barely managing to do my job. It made that day so much less nauseatingly boring. When the police finally came and tackled them to the ground and took them away, you came up and said, "It was nice while it lasted, right?" I remember dying laughing. Those were the first words you ever said to me, and it was like we had an instant connection. You were frickin' crazy to me because this was absolutely not normal. You were absolutely not normal. I never knew what to do or say because you were so different from all of my other friends I've ever had. It's pretty nice to hear someone say they love you and you can actually believe them. You were my best bro. You always talked about unconditional love and how all you wanted was someone to show it back to you. I thought I finally found a kindred spirit, someone who understood me. Then, on my birthday, of all the days to choose from, you informed me I'm not your number one, not your number two, and not even in your top five. You abandoned me, just like everyone else, and when I was left alone, knowing I'd never be your number one again, I still clung to the hope maybe it would be okay. I always remember obsessing over the thought, had I ever been your number one? Do you even see me as a friend? And I always brushed it off, just to make myself calm down, but I never really believed it deep down. Have you ever heard the Albert Einstein quote, which he never actually said, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results"? That's what it feels like to try and make a friend. It never works. I always end up being left alone and not knowing what to do next. I know we're still friends, but I didn't know really where this was going when I started, but now that I'm finished, it was nice while it lasted, right?
Whoa, that was a lot to unpack right there. What the hell are you trying to say?
I'm saying that if whatever the hell is going on between us keeps going on, I don't think we're gonna be able to remain friends.
What the hell makes you want to say that? Why the hell are you acting like such a freaking dumbass?
Because you've been acting like a dick for the past month and you abandoned me on my birthday, hanging out with none other than Tara.
I wasn't going to lose my chance to take out Tara after all this time. I'm sorry if I forgot your birthday.
It's not about my birthday. It's just the fact you made plans and just left me hanging on my birthday and it was with Tara, who was like the only other person I would have wanted to spend my birthday with.
Well, look, sorry if I took the only person you wanted to hang out with on your birthday. It's not your call if it's cool or not. I'm the one who liked her for 6 months. You never even made a remark about her.
It's not that, it's just I
tried to hang out with you several times after your birthday to try and make it up to you, but you never wanted to be a part of it.
Maybe I didn't want to be a part of it after you did what you did. I mean, it was messed up.
You never even met her before last month. I saw my opportunity and I took it. I didn't break any bro code because you never made a move, and I just assumed you weren't going to do anything.
Well, it's not Terra I'm upset about.
Fine, whatever, your birthday. Are you really making a huge deal over it? We can hang out again if you want to. I'm not sure if I'd want to after this, though.
Look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ruin it. I think we could totally get over this if you just... I don't know, forget about it. Isn't forgiveness next to godliness?
It's cleanliness, which is funny because we're at a McDonald's. But anyway, I don't think it just works like that. You're acting like a little bitch. Honestly, this is something I'd expect in an argument with my girlfriend. Or just any woman, to be honest. And last time I checked, you do not fit the bill.
What do you mean? I'm totally not a woman. That wouldn't mean, like...
Look, it's fine if you don't want to be friends over a girl or something as petty as your birthday. But I can't promise what I did won't happen again because I don't think I did anything wrong. I'm sorry if your feelings got hurt in the process, and I do wish I could have made your birthday.
I don't think we could be the same after this, but I think I'm going to start putting less effort into this friendship.
That was Best Friends, written and directed by Rudy Lurchigian. The cast included Silas Harris as Larry and Rudy Lurchigian as David. We conclude today with a monologue entitled Jekyll or Hyde, written and performed by Tazio Russo. It's a manic monologue, the ramblings of a mind broken by its own genius and dark desire, the tale of Dr. Jekyll and his scientifically sired alter ego. Hear his last words as he asks the question, who is he, Jekyll or Hyde?
You have cursed me now, foul mind. Your machinations have led us to ruin. Any moment now they will break down the door and will find the wretched Hyde cowering. They will try him. They will execute him. And I will fall with him. I've gone too far, dug a hole far too deep. I discovered the gate to hell and willingly threw myself into the fire. Jekyll, you quivering fool! You should have stayed my hand. Had I not killed that elder gentleman, I would be safe. I could slip into the night without being hounded. It would have been fine if that damn chemical would just work. Accursed dark sciences. Lanyon warned me. He warned me. His was the words of God. The light that could have led me away from this pit. But I ignored his wisdom. I've abandoned God. I let the accursed devil get his claws in me. Let his mischievous potion turn me into what demon slumbered in my soul. The freedom of the mask has now become my prison. For the face in the mirror is not my own. And yet I am trapped within it. What irony! To become that what I desired to be, only to find that the taste of true freedom is poisoned ambrosia. The potion is my forbidden fruit, and I plucked the tree clean. Now I stand here, with but two choices equally grim. Face my crimes against nature, of which I am the living proof. Come clean of my misdeeds and be executed, for I will most definitely be given the capital punishment. Or take a weapon in my hand. Be my own judge, jury, and executioner. And I plead guilty. I'm found guilty. And I sentence this twisted soul to death. My affairs are in order. I've left them a note. They will know what I've done. Farewell, Dr. Henry Jekyll. And Mr. Edward Hyde. Let's not keep the devil waiting.
That was Jekyll or Hyde, written and performed by Tazio Russo.
We have in the studio Tazio Russo, who wrote the monologue you just heard about Jekyll and Hyde. And I understand, Tazio, that that came out of a script writing class at Shasta College.
Yeah, script writing class back in 2022. I took Jessica Fletcher's script writing class. I had been dabbling in writing for a while, but I'd never really done anything big. I'd never gone for it. And so when I saw that class, I was like, oh, this is my chance. You know, I can write something bigger, you know, learn how to become a better writer, create something that's actually good.
Cool.
And yeah, so I went in there and, you know, got to learn about how to write a story in the first place, you know, beginning, middle, and end, all that stuff. Some of it's stuff, you know, you already know, but you kind of think about it a different way when you really look into it.
Sure. So for any aspiring writers out there, what is the class like? How is it structured? You write anything you want to write, or?
Yeah. So you start the class, you know, just learning about basic story structures and storytelling styles of different kinds. But then you start off with like some simple writing prompts, you know, write a story where a guy in a cafe bumps into his ex, something like that. They give you a prompt. But then you will get a project where maybe you and one of your classmates write something completely original, maybe a very, very short story. But there's usually a three project scheduled to it. So we started off with a monologue, just a simple monologue, which is the one that you just heard.
Sure.
That's what I wrote. And then we do a play without dialogue. So the challenge with that is that you have to write an entire story, but no one speaks.
Ooh.
It is just story told through actions and visual emotions.
Wow.
And then lastly, we write a short 10-minute play that is to be read in its entirety. And you can write it for any medium you want. I did write mine for the stage, so don't think a radio play could be made out of that one.
We did experience Jessica Fletcher's class. You guys took it to Shasta College and performed it on the stage there. It was pretty impressive. In fact, that's why you're here today.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise to all of us. You know, we just expected, you know, to turn in our projects and get a grade. And at the end of the semester, you know, Jessica was like, hey, we're going to do a little playwright's night out, and I'm going to bring in some professional actors from the local community to read your plays in front of a small audience, invite family and friends. And we were all like, what? Wait, we didn't expect this. Our plays are going to be read? And so that was a very special experience for all of us, because we got to sat down and these professional actors who did an amazing job, by the way, on all of our plays, all of our writings.
Yes.
And they read them aloud. It was like such a special moment. It was like, wow, it's a thing I wrote and people are witnessing it.
People are witnessing it. Yeah, it was a special night. Lily and I were there in the audience. We thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And I'm going to ask you a personal question here. How old are you?
I am 20.
Okay, you're 20 years old, and you're writing plays, and you're in a lot of plays. What are a couple of the plays you've been in lately?
Most recently, I did Sherwood with the art theater that recently opened up down towards Anderson.
Okay.
And, you know, that was a fun time, playing Friar Tuck, Robin Hood comedy.
That sounds fun.
And then before that, it's... I've been taking some pretty long breaks between plays, you know, focusing on other things like college classes like.
Yeah.
Though, speaking of the college, before Sherwood, I did You Can't Take It With You at Shasta College.
Okay.
That was the one I did before Sherwood. So, yeah. You
know, and you've done a lot with us here at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of voice work. You're hearing Tazio. If you listen to our shows on a regular basis, you've heard Tazio before. So what's in store for you? What, you're going to college? What are your plans?
I'm currently in a state of just exploring my options, seeing what works best with me. I am keeping voice acting very open as one of my options right now. I definitely think that it might be a good option to make my full-on career. My family definitely keeps telling me to fully commit to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've considered audiobooks. I think those might be fun to do as like maybe at the very least, you know, side gig on occasion.
You are a very talented young man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in. I think we're up for time, and you got a bright future ahead, Tazio.
Thank you very much.
And we're very honored to have you here in the studio.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Very honored.
Okay. Thank you.
Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on listeners' donations and underwriting. If you are able, please consider a donation at kkrn.org or mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And please look out for KKRN Community Fundraisers later in the spring. A chance to have fun, support our community radio station, and have a chance to meet with folks in the KKRN family. For more info, call 530-337-1101.